Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 22nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the chieftainship Rengo in the Ndiweni clan.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
So the court will hire evidence by people who have expertise in the field. So both parties will bring whatever evidence they have, and the court will listen to that evidence and then evaluate and come up with conclusions. I expect that what is required now is an interdict. So experts, either elders who know the customs, different variety of experts who must prove their expertise, will be called to give evidence. Meanwhile, their court is there with issue of a land
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about chieftainship wrangles.
The late paramount Ndebele chief Kaisa Ndiweni's eldest son, Joram Kaisa Tambo, has actually filed an urgent chamber application at the High Court in Bulawayo, seeking to block his brother Nhlanhla Felix from being installed as substantive chief.
According to the Chronicle newspaper, there are reports that Chief Ndiweni's widow, Agnes, is alleged to have egged Joram when she convinced the local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, to install her last son, Nhlanhla, as a chief, contrary to Nguni traditions. Many families have clashed with local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, over chieftainship throughout the country. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 001-202-465-0318. Those on the internet, you can watch your screens right now for that number. Yeah, blessing. Void.
Wonguka nasi tinauti tinge tichi tarisa nenyaye kuti ndiani anotora chigaro chashe. Kunenge kwaita batamurefu batamupfupi kwa Chief Ndiweni. Chief Ndiweni vakashaya mugore ra 2010. Asi kuti ndiani anotora chigaro chavo ndo panonzi panenge pari kuti netsei. Uye pane nyaya Gibbs yekutiwo vamwe munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana vanosumboti hurumende inonyanya kupindira munyaya dzekuti ndiani anogadzwa kuti anga achiita ishe zvinova zvinhu zvinonetsa zvinozopedzisira zvoenda kumatare senyaya yatiri kuona iyoyi. Gibbs,
zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapa likhona kuna ngapo ke ngemakaya thina ngapa lo blessing ayisiyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye, udaba ekutweni sikhuluma ke ngobuduna babo Chief Kaisa Ndiweni. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uChief Kaisa Ndiweni wabhubha ngo 2010. Utasebhubhile khonapho ke abadala bahlala phansi badingisisa ukuthi pho kungafakwa ubani. Kodwa ngazani kuyahlupha sibili nxa abantu bekhuluma bathi ujaha wokucina okuthiwa ke isicinyathunjwane lesi okuthiwa nguNhlanhla yiso kungazani sokumele sithathe ubuduna lobo. Kodwa uJoram udla mahabula, Joram Kaisa uthi a-a yime ngumdala lapha ekhaya kumele ngithathe ubuduna lobo njengalokhu kwenziwa ngamanguni. Nxa ukuthi ke umntwana enguyo izibulo uyojala ukungena kuphela khonaphana ebuduneni. Kodwa kuhluphayo ukuthi izindlu ziyahlala blessing zizinenge zingahlala phansi sokumele zicabange ukuthi pho lapha sifaka ubani. Okunye kuyatshintshwana phela ukuthi ungangena indlu ethize okweminyaka ethize sebekhipha kufakwa okunye xa wakhangela kwamabhena usincobile umama obusayo khona ngale enswazi wafakwa ngesikhathi indlu yangibo sokumele ingene ungumama esintwini abantu babetshinga zithi akumele ungene umama la kodwa ke isintu zavuma futhi zaphinda sathi no angangena akula kulahleka khona
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a chieftainship wrangles that have actually rocked the country. But in particular, we are focusing on the Andiweni chieftainship in Matabeleland. And I think we'll also take this opportunity to discuss the role of chiefs in our society. For students of history like myself, you know, that Gibbs, even during the colonial period, there were these problems with some, especially those who are in power today, accusing chiefs or some chiefs of conniving with the Rhodesian government. And it is also important to note that in 1961, chiefs played a very important role in pushing the Rhodesian front agenda that actually led to the unilateral declaration of independence from Britain. And some chiefs actually went to Britain to lobby for this Rhodesian independence under white rule. But of course, the British government did not entertain them. So some are actually still saying that even today, the chiefs are still political, and this has caused tension in most parts of the country, Gibbs.
Yes, and setting the record right now, there is what is called the Traditional Leaders Act, which Chapter 29. So it says, according to subsection 2, the president shall appoint chiefs to preside over communities inhabiting communal land and resettlement areas. In appointing a chief, the president shall give due consideration to, one, the prevailing customary practices or principles of succession, if any, applicable to the community over which the chief has to preside over, and then the administrative needs of the communities in the area concerned in the interests of good governance, right? And then there's a sticky point here. The president is also a right to actually say this chief should go. So that becomes another problem. But then he does that in consultation with the communities. He does that in consultation with the minister that is concerned.
Local government,
that's
right.
And in appointing the chiefs, he does that exactly. So I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Peter Zwitekalanga Khumalo, who comes from the Ndebele royal family. That is the Mzilikazi family. Baba Khumalo, ungawutshona njani?
Challenge
and void. Cool. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the program.
Now, Mr. Khumalo, there is this row over who should take over. Is it the first son or the last born or anyone who the elders decide should take over the chieftainship? What happens? Can you walk us through?
Yes. In a typical Nguni culture, which has not been mixed up by other people thinking that they know Nguni culture, when in actual fact they are only talking about their own suppositions. In a typical Nguni culture, the firstborn child is undebatably the inheritor of the father's property. That is not debatable. But the chieftainship position is a different story altogether. It is the chief himself that should indicate to his own brothers which of his children he wants to take over from him. On three main yardsticks. The first one is love for the child. Parents tend to choose which child they love most because of behavior. Second one, the one that will maintain his respect, is what the police do in the valley. Thirdly, the one that the father thinks will be in a position to govern or lead his people in a proper manner. So he actually indicates to the brothers. He might whisper to the wife, who after his death, when the brothers are set, may call the wife and say, we'll be discussing this, which we're told by our brother, and this is what we think. Is he telling something else different or not? The likelihood is that he cannot tell the brother something different from what he whispers to the wife. The wife is only referred to, but is not the decision maker. It is the brother that he left in sitting and making all the decisions about that particular child that would have been indicated by the chief before he dies. That separates, it can be a child who is younger than the older child.
Mm-hmm.
There is another instance, situation where the old child, might, the oldest child might be the one that inherits, mainly because he is of good standing as far as the parent is concerned. He thinks he can maintain his charisma, and also he thinks he can have any property.
Mm-hmm.
So it is by me a coincidence. It might be born, if it's a polygamous family, at the birth of a mother that is from a chieftainship. Right. If it's not born of a mother from a chieftainship, even if it's the firstborn child, he may not take over the chieftainship.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the distinction. In Duna, what we call in Duna is a member of a blood family, a congenital family,
mm-hmm.
and it is the family that identifies that child guided by the father.
Mm-hmm.
The community is responsible for what called ubuduna,
mm-hmm.
which in actual fact is an institutional issue. They only can control the way they are governed by a person that is elected or chosen by the relatives, and not them interfering with the identification of the child. Once you see a community beginning to do that, that means there are other forces around, which can be political or any other, that shows interest in the community at distorting a typical Nguni process.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I think you explained it.
There are areas here, an inheritable property in Duna and Ubuduna. Those three areas are completely different, and they are clearly distinct, and they must not be married up.
Thank you so much. I think you explained very well. So you are saying that it is indeed possible for the last born to take over in the chieftainship?
Yes, if the father or his only children mm-hmm. feels that the son that is the last is the best. It can be a meekly one. It can be any of the children that he prefers based on those three yardsticks that I've indicated. For instance, mm-hmm. if the inheritor, the one that is the oldest that inherits the property, is a mad person, for instance,
mm-hmm.
or is blind,
mm-hmm.
or maimed, he remains an inheritor. He remains the first one child that falls this year on the father is being buried.
Mm-hmm.
But he may not necessarily be the one that becomes a chief because of these other weaknesses, the physical weaknesses that he might have. So the father might choose any other of the children.
Mm-hmm.
That is true in chieftainship. It is true also in identifying a child that is to become a king.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Kumalo. Do stay on the line. Kumalo, Zwide, Kalanga Kumalo, Varagutivo, zvinokwanisika Gibbs kuti hazvingorewe chete kuti mwana mukuru wekutanga ndiye anokwanisa kutora ushe panogona kugarwa dare ingoni kauchai kana kuti baba vanogona kusiya vataura kuti mwana wangu gotwe ndiye achatora tsvimbo dzangu kana ndafa vanogona kuudza vanin'ina vavo kana kuti mudzimai wavo asi mudzimai handiye anozotaura rekupedzisira asi kuti vanin'ina vavo vanozotaura kuti ningi ndiye akadomwa saka zvavari kutaura zvakakosha ndekuti ndezvekuti zvinokwanisika hazvingoreve kuti kana uri dangwe kana kuti first born automatically
unobva
watora ushe
chigaro chikamambo
chigaro chamambo
kuchalovoto baba Kumalo akupongo upe kanje ngamafichani ufake simiri kube kufichani ngesinti kuonoka kwati kucho baba pokuti chanje
lo mntwana oba yinduna lokuduna idlalisa umntwana wokuqala and akula muntu umphikisa kulokhu angazabe engabone impofu kumbe engahambi esilima uba yidlalisa akuphikiswa nalapho ubuduna kwehlukene ngoba ukhethwa nguyise uyise ngezisela ebantwaneni bakuthi ukuthi oba yinduna kwenzakala uqondane lo mntwana omdala ngokuthi umntwana amthandayo ndale bona ukuthi uzagcina isithunzi sakhe ndale bona ukuthi uzakhokhela abantu ngendlela eqondileyo
awuboni ke ufake emnandi kakhulu
Angisezanga baba.
Ye bamba khona pho nje kancane njengoba singani sokufake bemfuna isection yena leyo kakhulu. Ukuthi ubaba khona pho uyazikethela futhi. Ukuthi hayi umntana nami kumele angene ngulowo. Ye bamba khona pho kumalo, bamba khona pho kumalo.
Esimbonini sakithi sibili. Ubaba uyathiya etensele kuba fo wabo.
Mhm.
Anganyenyezela lenkosikazi yakhe. Kodwa abantu abaye babahlalayo ngabafo wabo abegazi. Bengasebengabiza nje inkosikazi ngemva sekuthile. Kuthi hawu nkosikazi sesixoxa indaba enjenjenje esayitshelwa ngumnu wethu. Angazi kumbe wena wayekutshela okuntu okuhlukeneyo ngubokuhambana. Akusoze kwenzakala ukuthi ithele abafo wabo eyinye into unkosikazi angamtheli isiqondileyo. So kuyakujayele ukuthi uhambelane.
Ye.
Ngakho ubaba uyothiya etensele othando lomntwana lo njalo lokuthi uzagcina sakhe lokuthi angabusa abantu ngendlela eqhubileyo. Nxa kuwukuthi umntwana olizaka othanda ukulwa othatha itshwala lanxa eyi-firstborn eyidlalifa angeke abe yinduna sathetha kwabanye abantwana.
Bamba khonapho Kums, bamba khonapho-ke bangazitha ye ungayikatshana bona sesilomunye uchief lapha.
Yes, we are being joined by our second guest Chief Edson Chiwota. Chief Chiwota, good evening. Vachiwota, mungatiudza kuti zvinofamba sei panyaya yekugadza vana hushe. Mwana mukuru here anogadzwa hushe kana kuti gotwe, zvinofamba sei?
Chinechita chekuti kana vanhu vari vapenyu vese, mwana mukomana mukuru, mwana mukomana mudiki, kazhinji kazhinji panodiwa kugara pasi kwemhuri kuti vataurirane nekuda kwekuona kuti anogona kunge ari first born asi achikura abatove munhu ari kutoti ato over 8 years ungonzi chete ane kuti ndiye mukuru. Ipo pachizoita kuti the next coming 3 or 4 years afe hushe hwatove hwatobva hwataenda. Saka naizvozvo zvinoda kuti vanhu vange vachigara pasi vachinzwisisana vachitaurirana kuti chini chitapiwa ndichedu. Saka ndiani wototiye zvinezvi ndiwe unotapata nhaka yedu. Saka vanoda kubvumirana. Angave mwana wemukuru kana kuti mwana wemukoma iyeye mukuru chere vachibvumirana. Ndo chinokosha kubvumirana kwevanhu. Hazvinzi uyu ndiye chaiye abva anobva hanzi. Tinotozvinoranzevanzi tinoto kutoita vanoda kutaura nje kuti mwana uyu ndiwo mumba ipi. Imba yavahosi here kana iri imba yemukadzi mukuru hazvina mhosva kuti mwana mwana mudiki kana kuti mukuru, asi vabvumirana ivo vega pache zvavo kuti isisu nhaka yedu toda kuti ifambiswe zvakare.
Thank you, Chief Chiwota. Please do stay on the line. Of course, Chief Chiwota is also saying that it's not automatic that the first son takes over. But what might be important is whether the son who is taking over is from the first wife. I think that is what he's saying is important. But people have to sit down and see who can be appointed. Interesting.
Very interesting. Regaiti
Tore Mterero Dokutanga, Mama Posa Magadi.
Hai, tofare hedu makadiyo imi.
Aiwa, isu tirina dzorai volume radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane zvakanaka.
Hai, ndato.
Ehe, munoona sei nyaya yehushe iyi? Zviri kufambiswa zvakanaka here mazuva ano?
Hushe hukandiwe ndinoona sekuti hausi kufambiswa zvakanaka.
Ehe.
Kana takatarisa nyaya iyi. Ndakabvisa nokuisa dread richishona. Tine tsumo inotiyo. Mukuru mukuru angaigari bvunge. Zvichireva kuti izvo kana kuti baba vane vana vavo vakomana vakashayika, mukomana mukuru ndiye unotora jana rokutarisa mhuri iyoyo. Saka nyaya yekwachifi ndiwende handingoona sokuti ndisiri ndevele zvangu, asi ndachiona sokuti mukomana mukuru anenge akabatsirwa ipapo kuti asapuwa hushe hwake. Chifindi chakaitwa ipapo kuti asapuwa hushe hwake ndinadzo.
Asi kaa tataurawo na Chief Chiwota vari kutaurawo zvimwe chetezvo kuti hazvingorevi kuti dangwe ndoro baranzi tora matom pane zvakawanda wanda zvinotariswa nevakuru munhu asati anzi ndiwe wakugadzwa ushe
vanogonawo kudaro vangagona kuti panzi vangaraita vamwe vana vemhuri huru asi kana pasina izvozvo ndine ndichiona kuti mukomana mukuru ngaapfuwe ushe hwekwandiweni izvozvo ndo zvine zvirirani vachomboipa pavanenge vakatikanganisewo ipapo kuno kumberi kwa takamboita dambudziko iriro kwanokwana matarise kunoko ndofunga kuma1990s saka asi vajohn london kuva vasati vashayika ndo vakazovuya kuno kumberi ngwa vakazogadzisa nyaya iyoyo vakangozoti mukomana mukuru mumhuri imomo machifu matarise anova mutemberi ndiye akazongogadza zvose zvikagadzirika saka ndo zvanachifungidza kuti ndo zvatifanira kunge zvichiitwa izvozvo
aiwa iyi pfungwa dzenyu mamaposa tinodziremekedza zvikuru chatinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndafara zvikuru kutanga kupinda kuvoice of america nhasi kutaaniomwana mukoma Blessing Zulu navangu kuamerica
kuvakubvunzawo
zvendisati ndabudawo hangu kusisi brenda varipi
vachashandi pano vari kusenza kumwe
vari kuamerica yoko mazviita
tinotenda zvikuru vamaposa
alright
okay of course Mr. Maposa is adamant that the first son must automatically inherit otherwise it will cause problems and he said that there are similar problems in their area but the late vice president John Gomo intervened and he simply said the first son must be installed and then the problems were rectified, there were no clashes.
I think that was a good ending there, right? Then we've got a caller from South Africa, Mnumzano Kumalo. Baba Kumalo, ungakutshona njani?
Yebo, ngumthembo endo.
Yeah, ngumthembo baba. Kunjani mbakazethu?
Hayi, siphilile mthembo bakethu.
Yeah, nathi tabe kutwe.
Ele luphethelo lo lamangune lo. Yeah, ngathi sivancane nje kodwa sikhulile sinje phe. Iqiniso likhona nje ukuthi ingqakuto ifanele kodwa la izolo bekukhona ukubana nxa yena esaphila umzali uleziga azibonisayo ukuthi engumtshela ubukhosi nguphi kundlela ezijeneyo umganu kababa kawudlelwa kodwa nxa nginenjongo yokuthi ngifuna ukutshengisa ukuthi lindodana yesibili kumbe yesithathu ngitshela ubukhosi ngikhona ukuthiya ukudla ngumbize ngumnikezele emganini wami intidlela khonapho ingqabutho yikhona lokhu kuyabe kukhomba ukutho ukuthi ngithi nguyozosala ethwele ubukhosi lokho kuyabe kusiya ngokuthi kuneziga nezenzakalo engizibonayo ebantwaneni bami anti bazelwe yimi konke mbabhekile mbakhangele kuzabe kukhona engukhwabitha kulindodana encane ubuntu bayo ukulalela kwayo ubekezelo lwayo konke kuzabe kubonwa yini ibe sengikuhlaziya umanzi aphile ukuthi hayi lufanele ukuthi nguye ongasali ngigcinele ubukhosi ngemfanelo ngizonceba ke indlebe osabhuku bami labanye abakhokheli nje nezinini zangekhaya abafowethu babekwazi lokho amakhosikazi ngabakwazi okokugcina kodwa phela le indodana yabi imele ukuthi ibizalwa endlini enkulu noma ingaba indodana encane kodwa izalwa ngumfazi oqala ukuza kuvula umuzi lo oqala ukuthatho onguye umama omkhulu lapha ekhaya lokho kuyabe kufakwe yimi ubaba ngokwami nxa ngezezo nezizika lokunye ngumnikeza nje okunye okungafanelanga ukuthi kuye emntwaneni ngiyabe ngikhombisa ukuthi hayi ngithi nguyozathatha ubuduna kuze kuba khona ukuthi ngizabe ngithule ngize ngifike kutshoneni libe sesiba lina izihlobo elikhangela ubuntu babantu abami ngoba uzaba khona omunye abe sibili indodana kodwa sithi ulobuntu obungalunganga ulisela uyisigebenga uyenze ezinye izigo ezingalunganga yebo sizadinga ukuthi ufanele kathathi ubuduna inobuntu obunjalo yini
aha siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mbakazide hayi ufake sibili uyishaya ekhaleni baba sibongile kakhulu uyibongathilwa lokusasa uphenduke phela
ye ngabe liyagcina inumber zami phela mthembo ozithembayo libe lihlala zinithinta zinini zami
sendle ngiyifake esikhwameni vele ngiyakuthembisa sibili niza kufonela uzuthi ya kude ukuyafona
Hayi kuyabongeka Mthembu Themba sure.
Sibonga kakhulu ke Baba Khumalo. Yeah, what Mr. Khumalo is saying is that a chief is traditionally expected to choose the person that is supposed to be his successor. If the chief doesn't do that, if he dies without making that kind of declaration, then close relatives should sit down and decide what to do. But in accordance to what he says is Nguni culture, you know, a son in that family where there is this first woman that was married to the chief, is supposed to be the next chief. Any son. He doesn't say the firstborn. No, any son. So then
maybe, let's read what people are saying on WhatsApp quickly and Facebook. We have Norman anoti ushe unogadzwa zvichienderana nemazera uchitanga pamukuru izvo zvokuti mudiki adiwa nababa vobva vamuti ndiye anofanira kuzova ishe kana ivo vafa hapana zvakadaro. He says the first son must inherit. Mavis says chokwadi ndechekuti mukuru kwete mudiki. Mavis says it's the first son. James says the chieftainship is for the eldest son. Jerry says, I think the young brother is linked to ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF is responsible for appointing chiefs these days. So they appoint him as a reward. Nandabi says, what's the procedure? If the elder son is to take over from his late father, let that be. Don't change the goalposts just because you want to please certain individuals. Venge says, to which faction does Nhlahla belong to? Vindlov says, I am not a cultural commentator, but it is my humble view that if the family has reasonable grounds or reservations for one of the elder brothers not to take over, their view to second the youngest son for chieftainship must be respected. A precedence was set as Kaisa took over ahead of his brothers and is revered as one of the best chiefs ever to emerge in Matabeleland. People will also remember that Chief Kaisa left a legacy that must be respected, that must be protected and preserved. Bezolo says, it is very saddening to note that Mrs. Kaisa Ndiweni thinks she is now qualified to circumvent cultural procedures. Vingwenya says, Nhlanhla is right because traditionally he is the head of the clan. His brother could be under political influence. Black Farmer says, if the cape fits him, let him have it. Dambeli says, is Joram a legitimate son? If so, then it's his inheritance. Hard Life says, Pamutemo mukomana mukuru ndiye anopiwa ushe. Asi paita kuti baba vasiya vareva mashoko emufi ndiwo anotevedzerwa nekuti kuona vadaro vaonei. So he says traditionally it's the first son. But if the father says it's going to be the last born, so he has seen something. What do you have?
Yeah, on Facebook, we've got Freedom who actually posted something like, you know the laugh.
The laughter. Yes.
Then you can see that all this is about power. What's wrong letting your brother take this useless chieftainship? It's not heaven at all. So I think I'll read that message before turning over to one of our callers, N. Stole. Baba Stole, what's your name? Ye, kunja lapho khona kuna apostoli ezibapho.
Hayi bo right ntiyarala.
Ye, so ke akuphosela khona apho sizwe.
Ya indaba yabo ndiyende ngathi ingxaki. Ngathi iyasikhophiwe thina bani. Ave sicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe izivulo zibe zithatha ubukhosi. Kodwa njengoba ukhuma le chazile, kungaba yiloba yuko umntwana othatha lobo bukhosi.
Bamba ke bamba Khumalo bamba mbichana Khumalo siyabuya lapha sizama ukuthi sithi kakambichana blessing.
Of course, for our radio listeners, you can transition to www.voazimbabwe.com. We are streaming live. And our guests, Mr. Khumalo and Chief Chiwota, please do stay on the line. Rambazo, nyumakabata nare dzenyu. Same moyo, Rambazo, wakari wakabata runari. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yes, Tole Ubambe Konapo Ngaika China. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.